Thanks, Sean, again for sharing with us. All right, this time I'll introduce our second speaker. His name is Tim, and he's speaking on Simplicity is the Key, and he's come from Connecticut. Here's Tim.
Hey, group, I'm an act named Tim. Narcotics Anonymous has saved my life. I just pray to be used as an instrument, because that's what the people that wrote our literature did, and it seems to have worked well for me so far. So if anybody gets any help, it's definitely not because of me. It's because of our fellowship and our program of Narcotics Anonymous. Everything I have, I've gotten from this fellowship. And Simplicity is the Key is the topic, and my sponsee brother, I want to thank a couple people, because my sponsee brother asked me, do you know what the word simple means? I said, I have no idea. So I figured that might be a problem with me sharing on Simplicity is the Key, because I don't have any idea what the term means. But I want to give a shout out to my mother, Sally, and my father, Harry, for being here. I love you guys. Thank you. And also my sponsor, Chris K, is in the house. Everybody seems to love him because he's been to every single convention that this area has put on, I think, since 1987. Is that accurate? Yeah. So that's an awesome thing, powerful, powerful thing. And then my sponsee brothers who came here, like the meeting before the meeting in the car was my favorite meeting, driving down from Connecticut and rocking out the whole time. Yeah. My sponsee brother Rick is here, and my sponsee brother, he's a surrogate sponsee brother, Troy, but we're tight like we're sponsee brothers. And my sponsee brother Jake, we're in a step writing group together. And last but not least, my brother Sean, who showed me that there's a new way to live when I came to my first meeting. He was throwing the frisbee and seemed real happy. And my sponsee brother Adam, who shared a clear message on Narcotics Anonymous this morning in another workshop. I'm excited to be here. I'm actually pumped. I just had crabs. I smell like Old Bay. I'm fired up. And I think once I read, again, I pray to be used as an instrument, because I shouldn't really have a main idea of what I'm going to say, because this fellowship's in my spirit. So what comes out of me is going to be Narcotics Anonymous. So I don't have to think about what I'm going to say, because the spirit of Narcotics Anonymous is in here. So whatever comes out, it's going to come out, and we'll just give NA all the credit and have a great night. So it says, the description is simple. It says, description of simple, having or composed of only one thing, element or part, not involved or complicated. My sponsor said the convention committee had an awesome sense of humor when they picked me to share on this. It can be complicated. The cool thing about this topic, the disease of addiction, if you look it up in the dictionary, is very complicated. And they use words that I don't understand. And I'm a teacher and I should understand it, but I don't. But my sponsee brother, who is my sponsors in Connecticut, I just say sponsee brother in Connecticut, they say great, great, great grand sponsor. Thank God for great, 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 great grand sponsors who have been clean for 40 years. He told me, let's keep it simple, dude. He says, obsession and compulsion. Obsession is losing control of this, my thoughts, and compulsion is losing control of this, my actions. So I can be really angry in my mind, but when the baseball goes through the window, like, that's the compulsion of the disease of addiction. Because I can have compulsion using from drugs. I can get clean and still be miserable. And I didn't get clean to be miserable. None of us got clean to be miserable. And so I don't forget, our message is clear. An addict, any addict can get clean, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. We don't ever have to use again. If you're a newcomer here, you never have to use ever again. We're the only fellowship in the planet that will guarantee your success. It says in our literature, and I don't have a good memory, and I stopped bringing my basic text up here. It's my favorite thing, the fifth edition. Because once I start flipping through all of a sudden, but the bottom line is that it says in our literature in recovery and relapse, we've learned that the relapse is more horrible than earlier use. We have never seen an addict who lives a program of Narcotics Anonymous relapse. Never. Not going to happen. So how cool is that? That you get to, if you're a newcomer, you get to leave Ocean City and never use again? That's the message of this whole convention. We're good. And the coolest thing ever is that when I had minus one day clean and my wife looked at me, because in D.C. we have bars on the window, because I lived in Columbia Heights and I loved it and I cried when I had to leave. But what happened was I ended up being locked out of my own house, because I'm trying to break in my own house at 3 o'clock in the morning on July 1st, 2004, which is my wife's birthday. and it's my own house, and I'm not even allowed in it. That's what happened to me in active addiction. And the coolest thing ever is that when I went to the courts and I said, what am I going to do? She goes, I said, I need to get a lawyer. She says, isn't your wife a lawyer? I said, yeah. She goes, you're in trouble, honey. I said, all right. She goes, honey, you don't need a lawyer. You need Narcotics Anonymous. I said, thank God. Thank God. That's keeping it simple for me. I came to Narcotics Anonymous, and this guy saved my life. He pulled me aside at my home group, which is a late night group. It started at 10 o'clock at the National Cathedral. And he said to me, his name was Richard. He said, listen, you need to go home and pray. I said, well, I don't pray. He goes, you need to go home and pray that you get a sponsor that's going to guide you through the steps, because if you're going to have a shot of losing the desire to use, you need to have some step work in your life. And I went home. I didn't even realize I was following directions, but at that point I was so beaten up that if they would have told me to go do push-ups in the back alley at Columbia Heights, I would have done 400 if they told me to do 20. If they said go to 7 meetings in 7 days, I would have gone to 20. If they said you should write steps, I'll do 3 questions a day instead of 1. Because I don't know about you all, but I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of having to lie to everybody about who I was, where I was, what I was doing. For the first time in my life, I was able to keep things simple and focus on one thing, and that was just me getting better. And for the first year, my wife, God bless her, she's in Connecticut. I'm going to meet her. We're going to Virginia on vacation after this. She dealt with me the first year of my recovery going to meetings every day. And that guy, I prayed, and I saw this guy with his long hair. And I didn't realize that was my first form of meditation. I didn't know what meditation was. But when I prayed, I saw this picture of this guy. The only problem is my sponsor was in Greece, because he goes to Greece every year. And so when he came back from Greece, I said, you're going to be my sponsor. And he's like, oh, okay. And I think he was used to people asking him to be their sponsor. But I said, you got to be my sponsor, because that's what this guy told me. You're going to be my sponsor. And so I want to talk about simplicity as the key. And can you tell me when I have 5 minutes left? Because I'm a teacher and I like to stick to the time. Okay. Okay. Oh, you'll hold it up?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. You just hit me. Okay. And so what happens is I'm supposed to speak on simplicity is the key. So what happened to me is I was a confused dude when I got here, even though I had an NA sponsor, because what happened was I used after I taught school. They told me, well, you need to go to a meeting if you feel like you're going to use. Well, I went to a meeting. They had meetings every day after school. But when that AA sponsor that I had when I got here, see, because I was confused, and they said, oh, you can't push 2 grocery carts down the aisle because it's hard. You need to have... And so they all got up. I can't even make this up. They got up to go to get pizza. And I said, where are you all going? And they said, we're going to get pizza. I said, well, I thought I was in your sponsee family. They're like, no, we're going to get pizza. I was not happy. I was very angry. And I called to complain to my sponsor. He says, dude, you're confused. Talk about keeping it simple. You're confused, dude. You're an addict. It's not the drugs. It's the way that I think. It's not alcohol. It's not marijuana. It's not all the drugs. It's I'm the problem. The disease of addiction for me, and I came through working steps, is that I'm the problem. If there's going to be a problem tomorrow, it'll be me. If there was a problem yesterday, it was me. And if I had a problem with somebody in the parking lot, it was me. I'm the problem. I've always been the problem. I'm not confused about this anymore. Okay? It's okay. Life is so simple when I realize that I'm the problem. Talk about simplicity. And the guy told me, he goes, your problem is simple. He goes, you need to start a meeting in Narcotics Anonymous. If there's ever been a reason to start a meeting in Narcotics Anonymous, when an addict can't get help, we start meetings. Because they didn't get started by themselves. But see, the fear will keep me from doing what I'm supposed to do because I get scared. So when I have a sponsor that I look up to, all of a sudden I have a confidence tool as a newcomer. Because everybody's time, why are you starting these meetings? And all these people kept questioning. I'm like, it's all good. My sponsor told me to. You'd go. I would say this, and I rehearse this, because when I moved up Connecticut, they thought I was crazy. Because it's one meeting a year. So we started all these meetings in Connecticut, and they thought I was crazy. I was up in Connecticut for 2 days. I raised my hand and said, we're starting a new meeting. If you want to get involved, come see me after the group. And they're like, where's the meeting? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, well, what time's the meeting going to start? I don't know. No idea. I just know that we're going to start a meeting because my sponsor said we're supposed to start meetings in Narcotics Anonymous. So what kept it, and I swear to gosh, when I started going to one fellowship, because it said simple is one. Right. So one fellowship, one set of steps, one set of spiritual principles, And one, thank gosh for the traditions, a whole set of traditions that I can follow, Narcotics Anonymous traditions. And it made it so easy. And I had one sponsor now. So I could, all of a sudden, it was easy because I knew I just needed to focus on what I was doing that day. And my life got so easy because what happens to me is the obsession and compulsion. I will think about what's going to happen tomorrow. I'll think about what happened before the meeting. And I'll think, but I'm not, never focused on what's happening now. And what happened was when I started working a second step, I came to understand the simplicity of enjoying the moment that we're in. And let me tell you something. I'm the most hyper dude you've ever met. I'm a jumper. I used to, when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I was so excited about not having to lie to my wife anymore. I used to take my hand and I used to, you know, hit it on my chest. And I jumped over a chair in Connecticut and broke my ribs when I got there because I was excited about the service commitment. And I realized that that's a true story. And when the doctor said, are you allergic to anything? I said, I'm allergic to narcotics. I said, what happens? I said, I break out in spots, handcuffs, jails, institutions, and death when I use. True story. And that's simple. They gave me this shirt. Adam gave me the shirt from the home group, from the Beachcombers. And how cool is it to have total abstinence in my life? Thank God for total abstinence. I pray every day we keep it in our literature forever. Yeah. Total abstinence is a huge thing because I can't use anything. And for me, total abstinence from food, total abstinence from all the behaviors that make me feel bad about myself. The most recently, trying to keep it really simple, through work, because I'm working steps and it doesn't matter what step I'm on. It just matters that I'm on a step. And right now I'm working a 10-step and I get to share it with my sponsor on the beach. And I'm excited. So this 10th step that I'm working has been all about the behaviors that I'm trying to get freedom from. And I think that the most important thing I've gotten through this 10th step is that it's no longer okay for me to yell at my kids. It's no longer okay for me to put my hands on my kids when I'm angry. It's no longer okay for me to use bad language in front of my kids. It's no longer, these are the behaviors that will keep me sick clean if I don't share about and get real with my sponsor about. So keeping it simple for me is with a 10th step, I created this thing called a behavior graveyard. And so if there's a behavior, because if we got clean, we can put any behavior to rest. So once we know that we can get freedom from active addiction, we know that if we can get clean, we can get clean from the behaviors that keep us sick. And so for me, I had to be honest because I thought I was honest when I got here, but I was nowhere near honest. I would look at you in the eye and say 2 + 2 = 4, but I wasn't honest about how I was living outside the rooms. And it wasn't until I started getting real about how I was living outside the rooms that I was able to get freedom inside and outside the rooms. And so what I had to do was I had to write down on a sheet of paper, it says on the second to last question of the 10th step, what behaviors are you trying to change? So I came up with, I drew a graveyard on a sheet of paper and I wrote down the behaviors. And I said, if I can stay clean from drugs, then I can stay clean from the behaviors that make me feel bad about myself. And that's keeping it simple for me. I don't yell at my kids anymore. When I get angry, I don't raise my voice. I have my clean date, and I came up with a clean date for these behaviors. My clean date is Valentine's Day. I think it's February 14th, 2013. Since then, I have not yelled at my kids. And that's a miracle because we all get angry when we have three kids. My twin boys fight all the time, and my little girl is a pistol. And then the thing about Narcotics Anonymous, about how beautiful it is that God reveals to us what should be revealed when we're ready to have them revealed. And if I would have known that I had all these things wrong with me on day one, it would have made stuff so complicated. But all I knew was on the first day is just don't use no matter what. And because of the fact that I was able to stay in the moment and not use, I'm able to get to a level of freedom right now that is beyond my wildest dreams. I started a company with another brother, Rick, that's here. We're coffee roasters. I have a job. I have three kids. I have a little NA baby that was a baby because of the fact that I was clean. She would have never been here if it wasn't for Narcotics Anonymous. And all these beautiful things happened in my life because of the fact that I was able to just keep it simple when I got here and not use 1 minute at a time. And the biggest miracle that happened to me with losing the desire to use is I remember sitting in that first couple meetings and thinking for like 5 minutes not about using, but just listening to the person sharing. And so I learned that I didn't have to just have a meeting inside the rooms. I could have a meeting outside the rooms. And what happened was when I wanted to use in D.C. and I'm running around the street, I would pick up my phone and I would call my brothers from my home group, and they made me feel better until I could get to the meeting. And then they had this place called the Reef Center in D.C. that was open all day, so I could go to meetings all day. What I really want to share about is the simplicity of focusing on one step at a time. And I want to share about the freedom I'm getting in the 10th step, as I was talking about earlier, the freedom from those types of behaviors that aren't using drugs, but the type of behaviors that make me feel like I'm using drugs clean. And I shared about not yelling at my kids. I shared about being honest with everybody. Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness are three spiritual principles that we have here. And it's my experience that those get stronger over a period of time. And so my first 10th step, I thought I was pretty honest, but I didn't realize that I had to be honest in every single little area of my life. And I don't know about anybody here that's married or has kids, but sometimes those are the biggest spiritual barometers that we can have, because if our kids and our wife are happy with us and we're living well there, then it's a beautiful world. And when my wife's happy, my wife is perfect. I just want to share that. When my wife is happy, and so my wife's not happy if I'm behaving in a way that's not appropriate with my kids. And for me, keeping it simple is being a good dad. Keeping it simple is being nice to the lady on the street and holding the door for her. Keeping it simple is showing up and carrying the message of Narcotics Anonymous in a meeting by sharing one message. Keeping it simple is always having a year-long service commitment. Keeping it simple is loving the people that wrote our literature and respecting them enough to call them and ask for help when I'm struggling. Yes. Keeping it simple is coming to a convention and having fun and showing the newcomer that we do, like Sean did, we do throw frisbees here, we do go surfing, we do get jobs, we do find a new way to live, and we do get to work a 12-step every day in our life when we let people know they don't have to use ever again. Simplicity is the key to a complex drug. It can seem overwhelming unless we keep it into the moment. And I was on the beach today, and my brother was drawing this picture in the sand, and he drew this circle. And he said, this is where I was in my recovery. I was going around, and I was just staying here. He said, because I don't always feel good in recovery. And it dawned on me that because we're able to experience life now, we're not always going to feel happy. And we're not always going to be jumping up and down. We're not always going to put our hand to our chest. We're not always going to... The Redskins aren't going to win every week, okay? RG's knee got hurt. It happens. I was a train wreck because all the Giants fans and all of the New England fans up there. But the bottom line is that his knee's getting better, and because he's in the process of getting better. It's like recovery, okay? It's just like recovery, because in recovery... It's not about feeling good, it's about doing good. If I work on myself in recovery, then everything's going to be fine. If I go around in circles and stop working this program, that's keeping it complicated because I'm a train wreck in my brain. The easiest thing I can do for my recovery is work it. It's so simple. If I'm working a program, life is going to be good even if it's miserable. If I stop working a program, I'm going to go around the circle. And then he drew the place in the sand behind the circle. He drew this straight line in the sand, but it has wiggles and curves. But if we stop working a program, my experience with not working a program is total, complete chaos. Then we go backwards, and eventually there's a line called relapse, and I don't ever want to have to use again. The bottom line for me is that I can't take myself too seriously. Fortunately, I'm not perfect. If I was perfect, I would need steps. If I was perfect, I wouldn't have to work a 10th step. If I was perfect, I would... Here's the coolest thing about Narcotics Anonymous. It's cool to work on ourselves. Normal people that walk around society don't get to do what we do. We get to get better all the time. And they're staying the same. That's whole... I don't feel sorry for them, but how good do we have it that we get to get better all the time? My wife doesn't see the same dude from day to day. I'm changing. I no longer have to live the way I used to live. It's not okay anymore. I know far too much about recovery to act like an idiot in my own house. It's just not okay. And the coolest thing is that when I go to sleep at night, I sleep soundly. Because the big picture for me is that here's keeping it really simple. I answer a question a day. I wake up and read the Just for Today. And I do this every day. I write a gratitude journal. I pray to a loving, caring God in the morning and shut my eyes and listen to the answers, because I don't have the answers. A loving, caring God does. When I shut my eyes and listen, amazing things happen to me. And then I go to a meeting. I don't get to go to a meeting every day because I have to have a balance in my life because I have 3 kids and a wife and 2 jobs. But what happens to me is that I do go to a meeting and serve and carry the message. I get to serve. I'm all part of the convention committee in Connecticut. I'm very excited about serving. And I want to close with talking about this. Simple for me is living the Narcotics Anonymous way of life. If I'm living the NA way of life, then I'm going to have a life. I share this all the time at meetings in Connecticut. Once I stop working a program in Narcotics Anonymous, the garage door opener stopped working. Because eventually, I'm going to come home and the doors aren't going to open. Eventually, it will all go away. So I'm not confused today about simplicity. Simplicity lets me live my life. It allows me to be free from active addiction in the moment. It allows me to be happy, joyous, and free. And it allows me to carry a message to somebody, because if I stop working steps, I can't be an instrument to a newcomer that's dying from the disease of addiction. If a newcomer needs help, we need to be strong, spiritually strong, so I need to have some step work in my life to be able to help them. If I'm not spiritually centered, I'm not going to be a lot of help to a newcomer. And I know that our predecessors taught me that I need to be able to help a newcomer. Is it 5 minutes yet? I just feel a lot of noise, so I figure I should stop talking. All right. I don't have 20 minutes, do I? Okay. I want to thank everybody for coming. Simplicity is the key. I love you all. I can't wait. Hopefully, we can dance tonight. And I can't wait to share my step with my sponsor tonight. I'm excited that I got to talk with my mom today about really important things. Sometimes being simple is just having enough courage to have real conversations with somebody. And it's not always easy to talk about the truth, but the lie. Listen, the truth can be painful, but the lie can be deadly. If I don't get real about what's really going on, eventually I will get sick with what's going on. That, to me, is keeping this program simple. It's not easy to talk to people about what's really going on with them. It's not easy to sit here and tell you that I'm not perfect in my own house. But when I do those things, I get better in my own house. When I get real with you, it's easier for me to be with me. And I don't have any secrets anymore. What you see, we get spiritually naked in here to get better in here. And so my buddy from east of the river used to say, he used to give himself an enema in Narcotics Anonymous every time he shared. And he used to jump up and down. And he came up to Connecticut with a box of toilet paper. And I brought him into this biker meeting. And he came in with this big NA medallion, this big thing over his head. And he started jumping up and down. And then he started talking about cleansing himself. And I thought, man, this guy's crazy. But you know, he was making sense. We got to get real to get better. And I can lie and hide from the disease of addiction, but it will get me unless I get real and healthy. The most important thing for me, keeping it simple, is just to be honest and be truthful and try to be a good person. And when I mess up, the quicker I can fix that, the better I can go on and live in the moment. The second step's my favorite step because it allows me to live in the moment. The third step allows me to do the action that's going to get me better. The fourth step, I get to write down everything that's wrong with me and share it in the fifth. The sixth step, I get to look at the little individual parts that are wrong with me and ask a loving God in the seventh to get better from them. And the eighth step allows me to write it down. The ninth step, I can go ahead and make sure that I'm telling those people I'm sorry and actually repeat it with action, not just words. The 10th step allows me to keep what I have. The 11th step gets me more in touch with a loving, caring God through prayer and meditation. And the 12th step allows me to give this message away. Thanks for letting me share, everybody.
Thank you very much, Tim. All right, we got